about the wait.
If you're like many Americans, a week or a month doesn't go by without a trip to Walmart. There's a reason it's the largest retailer in the world. For some, Walmart is not an errand. It's a way of life, a place to sustain themselves. And I'm not talking about the employees. I'm talking about the folks who are actually living in Walmart parking lots. How did the stores become a haven for the homeless? It's sort of a combination of policy and lore.
Well, the policy began, I believe, innocuously with Walmart said,
we welcome RVers, we welcome travelers and truckers, you know what, it's
a story about a pregnant girl or something, and something like that, and then she was allowed to stay so many days.
Because of that, he and his wife actually started this idea and used their RV.
So there was somewhat of a non-altruistic component to that, because if people were parking and staying overnight in their RV.
Where do we shop all the time?
We were too regularly here, man. We were here too much.
Officially, Walmart does allow overnight RV parking when available. Individual store managers can allow overnight parking based on space availability and local laws. In Austin, there are two stores where explicitly you cannot camp, the Ben White and North Cross locations. The rest are available, including the one at 183 and I-35.
Who doesn't go to Walmart? So, I mean, that's how we wound up here. We just thought, like, hey, where's somewhere you can go to and also be able to run to the bathroom or get food, and people really won't bother you. So, hey, what else is there to do besides Walmart?
This is Tony. He doesn't want to give his last name. He's 27, from St. Louis. He moved to Austin to be with his girlfriend. Somewhere along the line, she lost her job, and they couldn't keep their apartment. He and his girlfriend have been calling their Toyota Camry home for the last 8 months. It's parked, along with a few dozen others, at the Walmart at 183 and I-35. He says most other customers don't notice their presence.
Everyone thinks that when you're homeless, you just don't care about yourself. When in reality, a lot of people that you see park out here, they don't stay here all day. They actually get up, go to work. They actually move around to try to make their lives better. Some homeless people are comfortable with their situation. Most homeless people aren't. Everyone's a step away from homelessness, and people fail to realize that.
Tony works at a convenience store making just shy of $9 an hour. He says their situation is only temporary, and maintaining a routine is the only way not to let it become permanent.
Wake up, find somewhere to, like, get yourself freshened up. I mean, being fresh is, like, one of the biggest things that keeps you kind of civil. Then after that, get ready for work.
And then there's the occasional indulgence.
You try to do things like get a hotel room when you can afford it. Something that allows you to feel like you're part of reality again. When you're homeless, you kind of feel unplugged from life.
Alan Graham is founder and CEO of Mobile Loaves and Fishes. His group has provided meals and services to the homeless since 1998. He says their food trucks are in a Walmart parking lot several times a week.
Customers of Walmart probably get wigged out a little bit by people sleeping in their cars in the Walmart parking lot. And so management is probably constantly having to navigate that situation. I'm sure it's complex for management, but God bless them for continuing to allow that.
Across town at Slaughter Lane and I-35, another Walmart, another community. Trina McMillan has been homeless for more than 20 years. She spent some of that time in Houston, some out west in California and New Mexico. She currently sleeps at South Park Meadows in a 1983 Chevy Caprice station wagon. She and her three dogs have stayed here off and on through the years. She says her current stint is 3 months. Trina says Walmarts are generally open as long as you are mobile.
As long as you pick up your trash and you're not making your self at, you know, too much at home, you know. With my problem, my car's broke down, you know, and used to be you could work on your car here for, you know. Well, as a matter of fact, here last year, my car broke down, and the security, I had 3 days to get my car fixed, and they were really cool about it. But they've changed security now, you know, so now you can't even do that.
Her car's rear differential is broken. A replacement sits across the top of the luggage rack on the car. If only she had access to a mechanic.
I'm an ASC Master Certified Mechanic with 25, 30 years experience working in shops.
This is Jim. He also didn't want to give his last name. He keeps his tools in his Ford Ranger pickup, which happens to be where he sleeps, with his two cats. He runs his own mobile mechanic business.
She desperately needs some parts that fit it. She's got a couple of different guys that have told her that they would work on it, but she won't let me work on it until, I'm not sure exactly why. There's an awful lot of history there.
You can't see it, but Trenda is laughing at Jim's history comment. There's a fairly tight-knit community here. She says at least one car has been on the lot for 3 years. She's coy about how she knows. Benjamin Roberts and his girlfriend have only been living on the street for 3 months. They're not only homeless, but carless. He says Trenda helps show them some of the things you have to do to survive, and being next to a Walmart helps with little and big things, like Wi-Fi.
I come up here and I get on my computer and I zone out and get back into, you know, the real world, get on Facebook, I do my schoolwork, you know. It just helps me, keep my focus, helps me keep going. I'm getting my bachelor's in computer information technology with an emphasis in network administration.
According to Roberts, he also might have another job soon, making his stay here perhaps more temporary. And then there's the story of Vernon Rust.
Can you see? There's a black rain coming down.
He and his partner, Helen Bird, are part of the Mosaic at the South Park Walmart, even though they say they're only there when they need to shop.
Walmart last year let us know that they no longer required my presence in the parking lot. We were kind of an eyesore, so we're really kind of not even supposed to be here, really, but we're dangerous livers, you know, we just came in to spend some money.
Vernon's from Nashville. Helen is from the UK. They began living on the streets in Tennessee, battling addiction, before making their way to Austin. Then, a twist of fate.
For some reason, Scotty McCrary, this little kid off American Idol, recorded a song I'd written way back in the day for Keith Urban on his first record called The Ranch. We had enough money to get a few things we needed. We got this on Craigslist for about $6,000.
This is a 1989 Ford Econoline RV. It turns out nearly 20 years ago, Rust was a rising songwriter for a young Keith Urban and others.
Running from the rat race just as fast as I can.
Take the song McCreary recorded after winning American Idol in 2011 also paid for a computer and Rust's Ganjo. That's a banjo with a guitar neck. Both put Vernon back in the songwriting game. It also affords Helen and Vernon a night or two in a state park.
Shower up and do all the necessaries and camp out for a couple of days legally. And then come back to Walmart for the odd night.
Everyone I talked to had a plan to leave the parking lot. Leaving will be harder for some than others. Alan Graham of Mobile Loaves and Fishes says lack of credit, job history, current skills, and health problems are just a few of the hurdles they'll face.
Even the most successful people on the planet rely on an army of support in order to get them to the top. And so when you have no one to help push you up that steep mountain, it just becomes very difficult.
Until then, they'll have each other and whatever is left behind in the parking lot. Jimmy Moss, KET News.